courage it takes to come and talk to me and the rest of us here. Karen is a new member. Last year, you were baptized, and
just a couple months ago.
That's right. It feels so long ago, but it wasn't. Yeah. Yeah, not too long ago, she made a profession of faith and was baptized, but church was not really a big part of your experience growing up.
No.
And we thought, you know, the background that Karen has would be very helpful for us in this conversation, especially in looking at how we can better apply this passage. And so why don't you start with just filling us in on a bit of your background and what you've thought of church and maybe some of your expectations.
So I didn't grow up with church of any kind, no faith, no religion. It was buried somewhere in my parents' childhood, but never came to mine. And so somewhere along the way, those stereotypes that you've talked about Christians, that's what I started to believe Christians were. And so I really wanted nothing to do with it because I had believed all the stereotypes.
And who would want anything to do with that?
Well,
right?
It was a little intimidating and so... But when Paul and I were becoming friends and more than friends, he asked me very early on, would you go to church with me? And I kind of went, ugh. So I said, leave it with me. And so I eventually said yes, because it was clearly very important to him, and he's very important to me. So I agreed to go. And I walked through the doors not knowing anything of what to expect. And I was really wrong in what I thought. And I don't like to admit when I was wrong, so.
Few of us do.
So it was kind of awkward, but people were nice and they weren't judgmental. And the pastor, the sermon, it really spoke to me. I even went home after the sermon and looked up the passage and read it again. And so all of these things were happening. The music, it filled me with joy, even though I didn't know a single word. And I just felt something changing. Mm. So of course we go out and Paul says, so will you come back next week? And of course me, I say, well, I guess. Well, keep coming until I have a reason not to.
Right, so, that's a good response.
That's that whole not wanting to be wrong thing.
Yeah, that's good.
So. Yeah, so, and I'm still here. I'm still coming. But yeah, I was totally blown away by how wrong my assumptions were.
Yeah. To talk specifically about this church, like Forest View, so, you know, you guys, when, you know, just kind of settling in, because, you know, there was some challenges there just being part of this congregation. So why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
For sure. So the church that Paul and I started going to, we had then moved away, further away from that church, and so we were starting to look for some place for us to go, and we actually probably tried out 4 or 5 churches before Paul said, okay, the last place I really enjoyed church was Forest View, will you come? And there was some heated discussions.
You want to tell us about those discussions?
Because, no, I won't go into all the details, but when Paul and I were going to those churches, neither of us knew anyone, so we were on equal footing, but Paul had been here before, and so he knew people in the congregation, and I hardly knew anyone, and a couple of the people that I did know, I wasn't a Christian when I knew them, so there was a bit of that uncomfortableness, and so
can you just tell us a little bit about that uncomfortableness? I think that's an important point.
Yeah, I guess I felt like I had to sort of slink back in, like, okay, all the judgment that I had against you.
Okay, yeah, right, sure.
Now I have to kind of suck it up. And so I was really uncomfortable, but Paul and I hashed it out, and we talked, so finally I agreed. I would come to one service, and we would see where we went. So of course, coming back to like the first time, I'll come until I'm not, I don't want to come anymore. And over a year later, still here. So it was really tough for me to walk through the doors. It was really hard, but everybody was so welcoming. Paul jokes that I got more hugs that day than he did, and he knew more people. But people were, they just met me where I was. Knew, didn't know anybody, just welcoming, accepting of who I was, and just glad I walked through the door. Really glad I walked through the door, and I walked away thinking, again, wow, was I wrong? And even the people I was afraid to meet, big hugs.
You're pointing at me?
No, not you. Not you.
I'm kidding you.
But people I was afraid to meet.
Sure.
Nothing but hugs and welcome and acceptance. Mm. And very quickly, I found that there was a community here, and I was very quickly becoming part of it and wanted to. So it didn't take long before it wasn't, well, where are we going on Sunday? It was, we were going to Forest View, but which service are we going to?
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Awesome.
It didn't take long for us to find our home here.
Well, we're so glad that you did.
Yeah, us too.
Now, because of your perspective, because of your experience, I think it's very, very helpful what you have to share. What kind of advice would you give, or you know, how would you sort of instruct us as a congregation based on what you've experienced and what you've learned about how we can be even better at welcoming and accepting?
Just keep meeting people where they're at. So whether they come, you know, in their Sunday best or straight from their, you know, dirty, grubby clothes from work, wherever they're at, just keep welcoming them. Just keep being glad to see people.
We're not against anybody wearing ties, just so you know. Okay, that's ties are okay here. Anything.
But just being glad to see people and welcoming them. And on a really practical note, introduce them to your friends, the people that you're talking to in breakout. You know, that was huge, because then the next week when I didn't see the one or two people that I did know, I had met other people.
Right.
And so I didn't feel quite alone. Even if I didn't remember names, I could at least remember some faces. And we were lucky. Welcome to the Family was just starting not long after we were there. So we went to that and we met a whole bunch of new people as
nice.
Well.
Very good.
Who have become very good friends. So just... Yep. You know, keeping that community feeling and bringing people in.
Yeah, sweet.
Very good. It was really, love being here. There's something very special. I think Forest View is, well, it's different than all the other churches that we went to, because we didn't stay at those ones.
Right.
I mean, at one church there was, I think we'd been there 6 or 9 months, and somebody said, oh, is this your first time here? It was not. So,
sure, yeah.
But... just such a community and wonderful spirit about Forest View.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah. Well, it is awesome to have you and Paul here with us, and you guys are making us better. I know, you know, you're just, you know, I think maybe because of the way that you've been loved and accepted, but, you know, your whole personality and everything, to be able to love and accept other people along with us just makes this church all the better. So thank you for being who you are. You are a gift from God. I'd also say, too, Welcome to the Family is starting up next month again, so Karen had alluded to that. It's a great way to connect with people and also understand a little bit more about what this church is about, and it's, again, another part of our embrace, trying to make that a warm embrace.
And I think there's free food.
Yeah, and there is free food. You're right. Yeah, we'll feed you to boot. Yeah, definitely. And it's good food. It's good food. Yeah. Well, Father, thank you for the gift that Karen and Paul are to this church family. Thank you for the way that you have rescued and redeemed this woman and the great things that you have in store for her. And we pray, Lord, as we join with her all together in being a church that is really the soil of acceptance for a broken world, we pray that many people would be ministered to, many lives would be touched and mended and made whole. Thank you that you're doing that for all of us, Lord, every day. Don't stop. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.